It is Monday, February 26, 2024, and this is episode 80, entitled, What Others See. When I was in grade school, a couple times a week we would walk down the hall to the library. And at the library, our librarian would sit us down and read us a story. While I can't remember most of the stories, there is one that always left an impression on me. It was about the sun and a cloud having an argument. Which one was stronger? The wind inside the cloud said it was much stronger than the sun, but the sun disagreed. So the cloud came up with a challenge. There was a man walking in the park down below wearing a long trench coat. The cloud said whoever can get the man to remove his coat first will be the strongest. The sun agreed, and the cloud wanted to go first. The cloud swept down into the park with a fierce storm. The wind was blowing, the rain was falling in buckets. It was a sight to see. That man grabbed that coat and he wrapped it around himself as tight as he could, zipping it, buttoning it, tying the belt around it, everything he could do to hold it in place. It was hard to do. It was nearly hurricane force winds, but the man held on and held on. Eventually, the cloud tired out. The sun then came forward and said, "It's my turn." And he started to shine brightly down upon the park. The man looked up at the sun and he smiled. What a nice reprieve after such a fierce storm. The sun just kept beaming down at the man as bright as could be, and it started to get pretty warm. Well, the man unbuttoned his coat. He untied the belt, unzipped it, and opened it up, and that fresh air felt good. The sun just kept beaming, smiling down the whole time. The old man eventually started to get pretty hot, and he began to slip the coat off of his shoulders, and eventually took it off completely. The sun looked at the cloud, and the cloud skulked away in the sky, knowing it had lost. The sun was stronger. When we interact with people, it is very common that we come in like that storm cloud. We want to come across aggressive and strong to prove our point. But it just causes people to turtle up, to hide, to shield themselves from your attack. But if we will come at people with grace, love, and truth, then, and only then, might they be open and receptive to the message you share. What do others see when they look at you? Do they see the love of the Father? Or do they see judgment in condemnation from you? Be very careful what you display for others to see. This has been Mark Ribisky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.